Fine, we are starting, I believe, from the Nehem and Aleph at the bottom. Harod the Chai Belavim in Olam. About five lines to the bottom. How do I know that Harod is Bechai Belavim? The Gola Rachmana Shech Vezer Gai Beshevcha Charufa. Since the Torah wrote Shech Vezer Gai Beshevcha Charufa Mechval the Chai Belavim Barah. Must be that other Chai Belavim is Harod. Because if not, if the given factor is that you need that you need Gemar Bia, so why did the Torah have to write Shech Vezer Bashev Karufa? The Gemar Adarab Adarab Megalgal Rachman Harab Bechai Bekrisus Mekal Dechai Velav Mekal Gemar Bia. The fact that the Torah had to tell me Bechai Bekrisus, isn't that a proof that Chai Velav and the Gemar Bia Amar Ravashim Ke Lish Tekrom Shev Karufa? So again, if Chai Bekrisus would be a Gilur, the Chai Velav and the Gemar Bia, obviously I wouldn't need Shivcha Harufa. By saying Shivcha Harufa, that reveals that Chai Belavin is a Haroz Chayev. Haroz Chai Belavin, the Kuda Milan. That's good by Chai Belavin that applies to all Yidden, like Mamzeres, Nesina, Amaini. How about Chai Belavin, the Kuna? Asi Kicha Kicha, we learned it out, Kicha Kicha, from it says Lo Yikachu by Erva, by Chai Bekrisus, it says Yikach, and it says Lo Yikachu by Kahuna, it's Xerishava. The Chai Basei Minolan. By Mitzri Nadaimi, Atsyabiyabiyah, it says Darshlishi Yavai from Chai Velavim that said Lo Yavai Mamzer. Yavama Lashuk Minolan. How do I know by Yavama Lashuk? So it's Gemara Yavama Lashuk, and Mandam Asay. We had a Machloikas whether there's a law for Yavama Lashuk, if Laisi is a law. But either way, it's already learned out. And Yavama Lashuk Minolan, how do I know Yavama to Yavam? Atsyabiyabiyah, we learn it out from Chai Velavim. Ishulabayla Minolan, how do I know by King and Kedushin that Harah is enough? Asi kicha kicha from Chai Bekrisus. I'm a rabbi. Let me leave the class of Rachmanu Shech Vezer B'Shech Vezcharufa. Shech Vezer B'Eisha says Shech Vezer B'Saita. Why did the Torah write Shech Vezer three times? So the Shech Vezcharufa is a moron to tell me that you're not Chai B'Haro, you're Chai B'Gmar B'ya. Right? We pointed out that Rashi seems to say in one place that it's Negeya the Asham. In the other place he seems to say it's Negeya the Malkus as well. So we said there might be an extra Malkus here. That's what we talked about. Honey, right? That if his male organ is not erect, then he's putter. Honey, is putter. That's true if it's that he's putter. That seems to be a machloikus in Shavuos. So if you learn Mishamish Meshes Chayiv, so you don't. What is Shech Vezera teaching me? The woman is dead. The Kohen can be metamah to his wife. Even though she's dead, she's considered his wife. It's still enough to be Chayiv Eishes Ish. Kamash Mulan, that no. The Saita Lamali, why does it say Shech Vezera by Saita? Look at Tanya. Shech Vezera, Prat L'Davar Achar, comes to exclude something else. My Davar Achar, I'm Ravashi Prat L'Shekidu Lo Shloi Kedarka. He warned her not to go with Ruvain. And according to one Pshat and Rashi, everybody knew he meant Shloi because he was afraid Shloi Kedarka. According to the other Pshat and Rashi, he spoke out because I'm worried Shloi Kedarka. I'm going to let Rabbi Mishka Vishik say, that's an adequate warning because the Torah compares both. We're missing your contraption.
Yeah.
Mishka Vishik said, right? What'd you say?
He says that he can't hear us well.
Oh, so we're going back to this. Okay.
I don't know.
So Mishka Vishik said. That says that it's all equal. There's no difference in the Kedarka and Shloi Kedarka. Yeah, Mishkavei. It's Mishkavei, Lashon Rabbim. Elamah Rabba, Pratlushikinu L'Derech Ivarim. He warned her not to be alone because he was afraid that the guy would have touch in other areas of her body, not her private parts. That the Gemara Amalei Rabbi put two separate Shachmana doesn't answer him, her. So why would there be Kinu and Sira in that? Elam Rabbi Blatch Kinu and Shika. That there should be no touch in the private area. Hami Kalamanda Maro Zuachnos Satara. So the Torah is telling me you need at least that much. Nishika is not Asher. The Mount Amar Zu Nishika, Michael Amar. That does answer her. Elalai Lam Shikinu Lam Derech Ivarim.
We're going to know that you need
Gmar Bia,
right?
No, we don't. By Eishes Ish, you don't need Gmar Bia. By Eishes Ish, it's one of the Arayas. So it's an Eishes Ish. If she's Mazana, she's an Eishes Ish.
What was it? Why three times that she was
there? Right. And the answer is by Saita, we need Shech Vezera to exclude something. But it can't be excluding Hara, because Hara is Gmar Bia by Eishes Ish.
Saita can't be any easier than
Eishes Ish. It is Eishes Ish. He's warning her not to be mezada. So whatever was nus is by Eishes Esh, that's included in the warning. It can't be saying that he can't warn her for hara. So the Gemara loylem shekinu lo derech evarim. It's not that chamin the mekfei to the pal karechmanu v'kukaben. He cares, and even though it doesn't answer to him, but if he cares, that's enough to make her answer. Kamash malan, no. You put your finger by your mouth. So according to Shmuel, any touch between the man's part, private part to the woman's private part would be considered a bia of varayas, chayev skila, chayev karas, whatever it takes. Which seems to second what Shmuel said. Master Rav Shireishes, Sheikh was there in the Chayv Abiyas HaMiruk. Miruk seems to be, he's Mazriya, a total entry. I love Miruk Yid, my Miruk HaTara. Kyaster Rav Dimi Amar Abiyakin HaRozu Achnasu Satara, which is arguing with Rabbi Bar Machonu, who said Achnasu Satara is Gemar Abiyah. I'm a little Rabbi Machonu Lemar Hachi. I'm a little, well, you shakroi, I'm not shakroi. One of us is false. You're right. We're quoting Rabbi Yechon in different ways. He said, which is like Rabbi Baba Chana's, I'm sorry, like Rav Dimi's version. So Rabbi Baba Chana bad in public, because Rabbi Baba Chana said, Achnas Satara is Marbiya. And the Shmuel Milayim in public, how about a Shmuel? Is he saying Nishika is nothing? Or is he saying that Harah goes all the way from Nishika through Achnas Satara? So the Gemara Loi, Nishika, Achnas Satara, Harah Koyaloi. So according to this, they're not arguing with Shmuel. Shmuel is saying the beginning of Hara, and Rav Dimi and Ravin are saying the end of Hara. He asked Rav Shmuel by Yehudam Rav Yechon, and he said, not that way. Hara is Zuachnas Satara, Gemar Bia Mamash, Mikam Ve'elachen El Shika. He said the Shika is nothing. Upatra Le'el Palagad Shmuel. So at the end of the Gemara, we seem to have three opinions. One opinion is that the Shika is nothing. Achnas Satara is Hara, Gemar Bia is past that. One opinion is that Achnas Satara is Hara, from the Shika through Achnas Satara is Hara, and one opinion is that Achnas Satara is, the third opinion would be that Hara, right, that's the only two opinions we have. According to Shmuel, we don't know what he would hold by Achnas Satara. Theoretically, he might hold Achnas Satara as a Gemar Bia, but we don't know.
But
Mazriya
Zera is not necessary?
Sirachi says the word Mazriya. Others learn it's not necessary. It means royal Hazriya.
That's the whole thing with, what was that thing called?
You remember me?
That thing by, what was that thing called?
I have no idea.
No, the thing by, Bishamesh is me. That's how you get Roy, right?
Yeah. My Kana, what is, now it's going on Shagig Amazit, where there's no Das for Kenyan. What does it help when there's no Das for Kenyan? Rabbi Makana Lakail, it's a total Yibum. Shmuel Amar Lakana Ldwar Maburim Beparsha, which is Leirish Benichs Yaakov, to inherit his brother, Lepaitim and Ayibim, right? And to Pater her Tzara. And from now on, she doesn't need Chalitza, she only needs Get. Now, Minan Asuah, according to the first Lashon, if the brother was already married, L'divrei HaKoyel Achla, so then we say he steps into his brother's shoes and she continues everything that she had with his brother. So therefore, it would be Mutter. Keep Ligi, Minan Erison. Rav Amar Echelas, Rabbi Rachmana, be a Shagin Kemezit. It's the same. It's a whole total Yibum. Shmulam Aki, Rabbi Rachmana, look with the Makam Baal. Oh, he doesn't step into his brother's shoes. He has no more husbandry rights than his deceased brother had. If the Baal fed, Yabim not Machu, then the Yabim can continue to feed. By the way, while she shemeres Yabim, she can't eat. Because she ate a Baal Machu, Yabim ate a Machu. Meitzvah. Bat Yisrael Pikachash and Nisarsu Lekayim Pikayach. You have a regular Bat Yisrael that inherits into a regular man. And he did not have a chance to do Nisuan, and he became a Charish. So now his Nisuan is only rabbinic. Einoy Chalos, because the Rabbanon were Geyser, Nisuay Charish, Atul Kedushay Charish, because this is like an extra Gzeira. Because biblically she eats after Erison. We don't let her eat after Erison, because maybe she'll feed her brothers and sisters, or because of Simpon. So we said, you have to wait to Nisuan. Now, he did Nisuan, rabbinic. So the Chayre should remove the rabbinic problems we had before. But we're afraid if we let it eat by Nisui Cheresh, people will think Kedusha Cheresh can also feed, and that can't feed even after Nisuin because they're not even biblically married. So it's not his wife. It's not his wife biblically. So how can she eat? How can Ashes Kayan eat if she's not really an Ashes Kayan?
Why is that more than a regular? Why would I think by them more?
Because if a Cheresh makes Kedusha, she's not his wife. She never can become his wife. Right. Based enough for the yavam cheresh and chelas. Ubezu yavam kayach yavam mikayach abal. Because you don't need das, and the yavam is kind of her. Her mishnah mila rav nicha. Mamish is a total yibam. So even though she wasn't eating under her husband, she can eat now. El Shmuel kasha. She wasn't eating under her husband. Why can she eat now? Amalok Shmuel ema hachi. Change the brisa. This is the kind of touching the cheresh ain't a chelas betruma. Kanas viachach nischarish. If he made regular nisuim, then he became a cheresh. But she's married midaraisa a cheles. Meis v'nevelus a yavam cheresh a cheles. Even though he's a cheresh by the time of yibum, he can assume the brother's position and she continues eating. My bezu dilu bala cheresh mi kara lo yacheles. If the cheresh would have been bala mi kara, she wouldn't eat. The yavam cheresh mi kara ochlo. Because the army other statement, Erisin divrako lo yachlo. Everybody agrees to Erisin, you do not eat. The halo yachlo b'chayabal. She wasn't eating in the lifetime of her husband. Meaning, Rav agrees to Shmuel that it is not a complete kinyan. It only steps into the husband's shoes. He b'ligim in anasuin. It's a big chumra according to Shmuel. Rav amei chelos avachlo mikara. So he steps into the husband's shoes. Shmuel amei ina chelos. Period. Ah, he steps into the husband's shoes. No such thing. Ki Rabbi Rachmana be a shaggy kamez l'dwar mamurim b'parsha, avil l'kol mililoi. Fret the Gemara, v'amur av nachmur av shmur kol shabal machu yabam machu. Says when the husband feeds, the yabam can continue to eat, feed. Zog the Gemara, that's not what it meant. Eime kol be a shabal machu ba. If he did it with das, which her husband, if he did it with das, would be able to feed. Her husband did it without das, she's not married. Yabam machu. Kol be a shayna machu ba machu ba. Because it's not with das. So it never becomes his wife. And I have Machuba because Yibum without Das is not a complete Yibum.
But the husband, original husband, did not have Das.
He's not a husband.
Right. So she's not falling to the Yavam anyhow.
Correct. All he's saying is you need, for a Yavam to feed his wife Truma, you need a type of Bia that a husband would become a husband with.
It's skipping steps. It's not like, oh, he's married.
No, it's not saying that. It's saying a bia that wouldn't work for a husband doesn't work for a yavam. Meaning a bia that wouldn't work for a husband to make him a husband
right.
Would not work for a yavam to be able to feed his wife too much.
The point of not being able to feed his wife is like you're circumventing that. You're skipping the...
No, but a yavam works without das. That's a fact. The Torah says yavam works without das. So Shmuel is saying, even though Yibum works without Das, but it wouldn't work for Truma. Just like for marriage it doesn't work. So for Yibum, for Truma doesn't work either.
That's an end all. I mean, just say, if the original husband didn't have Das, she's not following.
That's not going on that case. It's saying, no. It's just comparing the concept of what type of beer you need. The Yibum without Das doesn't do... She's not a complete yavam.
That's all.
That's what it's saying. Now, the way it's saying it is, if the yavam does a type of bia that wouldn't be a marriage, it wouldn't be a complete yavam either.
Exactly.
Dr. Gemara writes to Meisrei. Basi, so I think today's learning is also for Yaina Shemam's mother. I forgot her name.
Zliga.
I think Zliga. Zliga Bas. I don't know where it is. Harris is not here, and I wasn't here on Friday. So...
Zlika
Bas
Avram
Alter. Basically, Bas Yisrael Pekachash and Nisarish Lekayim Pekach Lehispik Lekayim Tach and Nisharish Ein Echelish he doesn't eat because the Nisui Cheresh doesn't feed. Basically, when Avram say Yavim Cheresh Echelish Bezu Yavim Kayach Yavim Mikayach Baal Bishlam Elarav Matarit Kizu Tarit Mikara. He'll insert a piece that if she had good Nisuin and then falls to the Yavim, he can feed her. El Shmuel, who says even then he can't feed her, Kasha, so when does the Yavam feed her as a cheresh? The answer is Kasha, you're right. And the reason it's not a chuf that Rizva speaks out is because any brisa that we have to change to make it work is not enough to ask a chuf. Tana Rabbana, Bas Yisrael Pekachash and Nisayas of the Kohen Pekach. Bat Yisrael, regular, they became desirous to claim Bekegel, his people become such an Ischarish, and a Chalas, because the Tanakama holds in Sui Cheresh is not Machu. Noidel Ben, a Chalas, she can eat because of her son. Any lady that has a son, a Kayan, can eat because of her son, even though she's a Bat Yisrael. Mesa Ben. So if not tonight.
Ben is under 13.
Doesn't make a difference. He can be one day old. Rav Nassan Eimer, a chalas. Rav Nassan says she can continue eating, but come in a chalas. My time with Rav Nassan. I'm a rabbi, shkwar akhla. Since she started eating already, we don't stop her. I'm a rabbi, I'm a tabati shosh, and this is the kind of base fight. Take her with shkwar akhla. If a tabati shosh is married to a kayan, right, we say she stops eating. So we hear the son died. She should stop eating. She's only eating because of the son. And like even the mispunk of the kdushasamina, and I'm keeping the mispunk of the kdushasamina. He holds she really eats because of her husband. So why do we need the case of Nodal Ben? So the Gemara from Rabbanon. It's to say, according to the Rabbanon, that when the son died, she doesn't eat. Why doesn't he argue right away? When they said the Nesuah Cheresh is not Mahu, he should say yes. So the Gemara Shavuk Lulabara the Messiah the Messiah. He said to Rabbanon, say all the Alochas. If that's the case, Yaki listen to Beis Aben Eino Echelos, finish the Rabbanon Shita, Rav Nassan Eimer Echelos, because of the husband. Why is Rav Nassan in between middle of the Rabbanon? Kasha for that, we don't have any answer. The Chayin Habba Lachas Mikol Arayis, Amr Rav Amr, Ham Milsa, Amalan Rav Sheshes, Vanrinu Leinim and Mazlisan. The following thing Rav Sheshes told us, and we enlightened ourselves from our Mishnah. Eitzis Yisrael Shenenza, Ava Bishu Materis Levayit, Lepsula Lekuna. And Eitzis Yisrael Detsenza, even though she's Materis Levayit, she's Pasul Lekuna. Rashi says, she is Pasul from Kuna, she's not allowed to. Rashi doesn't identify why. V'chein Atuna, V'chein Abba, Kol Achaz, V'arayis, Absuris, Maduris, V'tayre, Absulais. Now, what does it mean, V'chein? What is the V'chein going on? What is the Chiddush? That just like Yibum, so Arayis. What are we deriving to our rayas from Yibum? It says at the end of the Mishnah, you pass the kuna. The chain means just like shaygig amazed works for Yibum, shaygig amazed passes a woman lakuna. That would be a raya from our Mishnah. Even though she did nothing wrong, she was nensa, she still becomes pasul lakuna, and the Gemara will have two reasons later on why that's true. Either she's a Zainam or she's Tumah. But either way, she's Asa Lekuna. Zonk Tegmar Loi. My V'chein Ha'ra. No, V'chein is saying Ha'ra Asa Shabai Arayas. Frek Tegmar Ha'ra Demah. You live with Arayas. Remember that Arayas Yavinam Yavama? You need Yavama to teach us Arayas. Adar Abba Yavama Yavinam Arayas. Dik Ha'ra Arayas Ksim. My V'chein Ha'shaloi Kedarka. V'chein is going. That Shaloi Kedarka is kind, is over by Arayas. Darius, other rabbi, Ikemishma Isha by Rias Ksiv. The Torah wrote it by Arias. My Bechain, Ashloika Darka, the Chayvelavim. That Bechayvelavim, Shloika Darka also apostles her. And that we learn out from Yibum, and therefore that's what Bechain is going on, so we have no rioter of Sheshes. We have no Kashan of Sheshes, but we have no rioter of Sheshes. I'm a rabbi. Aches Kain Shenensa, Summer Gairis Rabba. I'm a rabbi. Aches Kain Shenensa, which we learned means a Eishes Ish that's Mizana is considered Tumah. We'd say by a woman who was Mizana Barat and she's Asur, and it's Rasna Miteres. If she was Mizana Ba'ina, she's Mutter to her husband, but it says Vahi. So Vahyash Vahacheresh, Abmishim Tvas Asura, Vahizuzu Eishes Kayan. From Vahi, we learn out that an Eishes Kayan Shenensa is Asura Labaila. Vahlava Bavachal Asay Asay. Mashmit's only an Asay, not a love.
What's the Asay there?
The Asay is Vahi Loin Nitvasa. From Vahi, we learn out that somebody else that's Nitvasa is Asur. But it's written in a positive. It's not written, don't do it. It's written, this is mutter, therefore something else is usher. It's like, dar shlishi yavoy, dar shayni lo yavoy.
Oh, this doesn't mean this is
usher. No, no. Isser, I say. I'm a rabbi, I'm a the Torah said any woman that had any relationship as a married lady is a zayna. Shepar l'chakas of Rav Eishis, Rav Yilin, Tzvas HaSur, Tzvas HaMuteres. Mechal d'Eishis, Kayin, Kedek, Kayin, Mekayin. It doesn't change. She's still a zayna. The answer is Zayna. Zayna means an Eishes Ish, that's Mizana. Came along the Torah, made an exception for an Eishes Yisrael Shenensa. Eishes Chayim was left in the original Isser Rav Zayna. Ikavi Amri Amar Rav Eishes Chayim Shenetze Bayit Lokim Shem Tumah. Only because of the love of Achar Eishes Tumah. Shem Tumah in, Shem Zayna Lai. Alma Bayinus Lekwina Bay Zayna. And according to this, morals and ethics plays a role in the Shem Zayna.
No, but what, is this the name game?
It's a Shaila Hamni Lav, and how many Malkas you give the guy. Chayim lives with her, is the Ivar the love of Zayna.
No, if you hold Tumah,
you get two. According to the first sheet, you get two sets of Malkas. You arrive at a lav of Tumah and a lav of Zayna. You warn the guy, he gets two sets of Malkas.
Right, it's not like either Zona or Tumah.
No. It's Tumah plus or Tumah only. Masev Rosh Zera.
Where by when she was nisbah,
it says by the parsha Magzir Gerushasai, La Yuchel Baal Arishim Loshim Lekach to Achri Ashehu Tamar. Achri Ashehu Tamar, we said, is not going to Magzir Gerushasai. Said the Torah is referencing that there's a law, La Yuchel Achri Ashehu Tamar. A woman that's Mazana is also to her husband.
So, is that Baratzin?
That's Pashta's Baratzin. Came along the Torah of Hila and its Fasa. And said that by Eishes Kayan, Einus is the same like Ratzin. But the same book to Gemara has been got in a second.
So the
Torah wrote three words by Exeter by Mao Zugushasa that have nothing to do with Mao Zugushasa.
Just asking the Vashi Rusato, if she comes back to him, it's Mohan Tumma?
It's not.
Is
over a lav of La Yuchel Baal Arishim Loshim Lekach? It's not Tumma. Tumma means something wrong was done. Achri Ashehu Tamar, she became Tumma. What'd she do wrong? What'd she do wrong?
She lived with someone else.
She married somebody else.
But Gabi, the Kayan,
there's nothing to do with the Kayan.
No, but she comes back.
Achre Ashehu Tamar, the husband can't take her back
right. Because
she became Tamei.
Right.
How did she become Tamei? What the Torah is talking about a regular Magzir Gerushasai. Reuven divorced his wife. She married Shimon. Shimon divorced her, or Shimon died. Reuven remarries her. So the Torah, Achre Ashehu Tamar. Reuven can't remarry her because she became Tumei.
Wait, what's Tumei?
She didn't. She didn't do anything wrong.
That's
the problem. She didn't do anything wrong.
Tumah implies that she was...
She did something wrong. What did she do wrong?
But she can't go back to the husband.
That's because of Yuchel Baal Arishim Loshim Lekachta.
But not built for Tumah?
What'd she do wrong? Where was the Tumah?
Here, what do you think? The Gabi
Kahuna... It's not talking about a Kayan over there.
Oh, you're right. Some
regular person.
But Cohen would marry her back.
He's over the lot of Grusha. Besides the lot of Magzir Gerushasai.
Oh, but not Hutamah?
Where is Hutamah? What'd she do wrong?
Right, don't you understand?
Hutamah means he did something wrong.
We are sacred people.
He didn't do anything wrong for crying out loud.
In the Kahuna world, she's considered
Tumah. Yeah.
Again, if the Torah didn't talk about a Kayan there, it's not even talking about a Kayan there. Masir Rav Zera. V'ilo nitvas asura nitvas amuteres. V'yesh lachav v'shin nitvas asura, which is your akasha, Baruch Moshe. V'ilo nitvas has nothing to do with Achaz Utamah. It's a new Isser. They just do H's Kayan, v'la 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 v'la. Every Eishes Ish that's Mazana is called Tumah. Without anything, I would say, an Eishes Ish that's Mazana, Bainas Baratza thing, she became defiled. It's a fact.
No matter what. Even if she was...
Nensa. She was Tumah. She became Tumah. Nebuch, but she became Tumah. So the Hila Nitzvah is being Megala, that by Eishes Kayan, it remains in the Lav. But according to the second Lashon, it's not Zayna, it's only Tumah.
Use that pasuk to teach us that Tumah remains.
Whatever Isser would have been without the Heter of Nitzvah, remains by an Eishes Kayan, even by Nitzvah.
So when if Aisha's kain was over, what does he get? What?
She was netza.
No. By the grusha thing. How many lavim would he have?
Grusha has nothing to do with tutama. She wasn't tutama. She wasn't an anxious fish that was mezana.
Okay, so this is going to mezana or anything.
The Torah wrote three words there that don't belong in that parsha. Achrei Hashutama has nothing to do with Magzik Roshasai. It's a new thing. It's like the Torah wrote two lavim. One, lo yuchal ba'al l'rishin l'ashu l'kachta, and two, lo yuchal l'kachta achrei Hashutama. Two separate lavim.
What's the significance of being put by this pasuk?
Why did the Torah insert it there? I have asked. There's a shaila of Yudbeis, whether Magzik Roshasai patters some yibum because the Torah called it Tumah. Even though it's going on Saita, but the Maitre, the Torah wrote it in the Parsha Magzik Roshasai. It got the Tzareth Magzik Roshasai, whether she's eligible for Yibum.
The case would be he didn't have children, he takes her back after she married somebody else.
And he didn't have children, he had a second wife.
She had a second wife?
Because the Torah calls it Tumah Karayas. So even though it's going on Saita, but it's written by Magzik Roshasai. So the question is, does it have any impact on Magzik Roshasai?
The brother of Abba, right? The brother can't take because she was a grusha from her birth.
He's not a kohen. He's a Yisrael.
No, I'm saying the potential miyabim cannot take this woman.
Why?
Because she was Nesra. She's an Afila Cain. She's Nesra.
That's a shaila. She was Asit Labav because she'd be Mutal Yavam. Okay, that's a shaila. But that's the sugyon yidalav hamidbeis. Can tumah apply to magzik roshasai? Even though that's not what it's going about. But the ma'aseh of the Torah wrote it in the parsha magzik roshasai. So that's the shaila. The hitayva of ebenel tayva, hitayva of etzaratayva. That's the shaila. I'm going to start the mishnah again tomorrow. So we will stop chazara here. I know I learned part of it on Friday, but I think we left in the middle. So we will start a mishnah tomorrow. Thank you.